This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
Celebrate Halloween because it's just a fun tradition for kids, kids to dress up, kids to walk around their neighborhoods. I don't think it has any negative or satanic like meaning. So I think Halloween is just a great tradition and we should celebrate it.
Well, we're going to talk about whether you agree with that or not. We're talking Halloween today. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor. And I'm here today with a very special co-host, the other Dr. Mental. That would be Norm.
That's me. Thank you very much. You always say the other. It makes me feel so other.
Other. But you're the second Dr. Mental.
That's worse.
I did get my doctorate before you did. So I have to have some time when I can talk about that and rub it in.
Yeah,
right?
I get
right?
it. Okay.
Well, Chris will be back next week. And every week, Norm, we're here and we're doing life together. And we're so glad that our audience has joined us once again.
I love how this radio program is growing and it's expanding. And you're doing such a great job. I like to listen to it. You and Chris have fun together. You and I have done TV.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've ever done radio together.
I know. I was trying to think, have we ever done this together? We've done, like you said, television. We've done a number of television things together. So we'll see how it goes today.
Well, you know what? Is this my audition? I mean, I have to perform here.
You always get the job with me.
All right. Good. Works. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, because it's Halloween and it's Halloween weekend, we thought we'd like to talk about what to do with Halloween. Halloween's a little bit controversial in the Christian community. And so as Christians, do we participate in it? Do we ignore it? What do we do with Halloween is really the question today. And I'm going to warn you, they're going to hear lots of opinions because we went out in the street, we talked to people, and you may not agree with some of those opinions, and you may think that some people are saying the wrong thing or maybe the right thing, but we just want you to get a feel for where the Christian community is when it comes to Halloween.
So you're not going to come down on one side or the other, and all the people who comment on social media typically on your program and the people on the street, you're just going to let people have their say.
You and I are going to talk about our personal opinions about that. But ultimately, Norm, I really feel like it's up to families to make those decisions, prayerfully to make those decisions.
Sure. Well, you and I were both raised in church.
We were.
Both came from Christian families. Where you grew up, was Halloween a big deal?
You know, it wasn't. But interestingly, so many years ago, the church really wasn't talking about Halloween. We didn't have any kind of alternative party or anything that we could go to. And I was in a church that was very vibrant in terms of our faith, and it just never was brought up. And I think what happened is everybody went trick-or-treating. We all went with our friends in the neighborhood. We went to the neighborhood. The neighborhood was very safe.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew our neighbors really, really
sure.
well.
It was a different time.
It wasn't, but it was just kind of a social thing that mm-hmm. people did. And I don't ever remember having a conversation with my family about the meaning of Halloween.
And you never heard anything in the church from the
no.
pastor, the youth pastor, Sunday school teachers?
Yes, and of course we didn't have the internet. So
no, of course not.
We couldn't even look it up.
We didn't have computers, honey.
We couldn't Google it. Yeah, we couldn't Google it to see what's going on. It really is interesting how there's been so much more talk, and maybe the internet and the church getting on top of cultural issues, that's probably why we're hearing more about it. We did trick-or-treat. It was all about the candy for me. And
sure.
it was a competition with my brothers.
Of course. Your family,
yes,
everything's a competition.
It is. Who could bring back the most candy was the issue. I'll tell you, though, we did not get into that creepy stuff. We didn't celebrate ghosts and goblins.
But, you know, back when we were kids, there wasn't that kind of creepy stuff.
Is there less of that?
No, of course. There were not horror movies. There
yeah,
were not
true.
All of the kinds of things in the media that are that scary kind of freak you out to the max kind of stuff. It was, I mean, there were ghosts and goblins.
Yeah, there was the Wizard of Oz.
It was, yeah, exactly, right.
Well, you grew up in Honduras.
Right.
So how is Halloween?
So guess what? There is no such thing as Halloween in Honduras.
That's not a global holiday.
The closest thing I could think of would be in Mexico, where they have Día de los Muertos, which is the Day of the Dead. But it's not the same thing.
Is it around the same time period?
Honestly, I can't tell you the answer to that question.
Okay.
But there was no Halloween. Even in our international school, which was run by Americans, that was not a deal. My childhood did not include gorging on candy.
So that's why you've been giving me a hard time about all the candy I bought.
Yeah. Every year about this time, I know that Halloween's coming. If for no other reason than you walk in with this massive bag of little tiny candy bars.
Those wholesale clubs.
Yeah, I know. They're the bane of your existence. But the good news is we have so few kids come to the door, we all get to have it.
And you know what? Here's a little trick for all of you that are trying to watch your weight during this time. I usually buy the candy I don't like. Because I don't want to keep eating it. I know I'm the weirdest person on earth, but I don't like Reese's. Well, let's listen to another opinion about this. Let's go to a person on the street and see what they said.
I don't celebrate Halloween because I believe that it represents something darker and a little more evil than people make it out to be. And just dressing up on Halloween, you know, usually can be fun for kids and everything, but I don't think people realize its origins and its roots.
Okay, so there's another opinion, very different from the first one that we heard, and we're going to get into a little bit of the roots of Halloween. We should talk about that a little bit, because I don't know if people really know what the holiday is about. I don't want to give a long history of Halloween, but it does have Celtic origins, and it has something to do with the sacrifices to summer gods in this sort of, is it druidic?
Mm-hmm. The druids, right.
And then I think what's even a little bit scarier to me is that Wiccans view this day as a very sacred day, and they actively engage in the dark side of the spiritual world during this time. I was reading a bunch of stuff before I came on the website of Wiccans, and this is their high holy day, and it's very serious. That part really sends me to prayer.
I think we now realize that it's not even an arguable point that there are occultic roots and ties to this. There's so much that goes on during that night. It's the hallowed eve of the unholy.
Right.
And there are people who take it and celebrate it that way, and there are others who are blissfully ignorant of it. So the question is, if we know that there's something dark about that, do we have a responsibility to change our behavior, to discuss it with our family, to do something? I guess that's the big question. Here's what a dad thinks.
Is there harm in celebrating Halloween? I actually believe so, because there are things that Halloween celebrates that are detrimental to my family. So my daughter doesn't really see things that she doesn't like. But more importantly, Halloween, if you look at adult costumes, they've gotten more and more more risque and more evil. So I choose not to celebrate Halloween.
And boy, we're going to jump on those comments, because there's stuff in here that I want to talk about when he talks about costumes and some of the evil. After the break, we'll be back and we'll continue our conversation. Should you celebrate Halloween? Are you a mom or a dad trying to do your best to raise a healthy weight child in an unhealthy eating culture? Do you often struggle with how to respond when your child asks if she is fat or if he needs to lose weight? Do you wonder, what is normal, and how do I best impact my child and his or her eating habits? Well, hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental, and my book, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, teaches parents how to raise healthy kids in an overscheduled, fast food, video game world by making simple choices, easy changes, and instilling good habits that will improve everyone's life today and forever. Winner of the Mom's Choice Award, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World will give you this confidence, the confidence you need to take charge of your child's eating and raise a healthy weight child.
Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World. Available on Dr. Linda's website, drlindamental.com, and available online where books are sold.
And welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, where today we're talking about, what do you do with Halloween?
I love the fact that this show is so conversational and the way people get to chat with you by going to your website, drlindamental.com, and they can answer social media questions. They can get more information about the program. Can they even listen to old shows there?
They actually can. They can go to myfaithradio.com, and not only can they listen to this program again, or play it for a family member, or send the link to a family member.
Well, that's a good idea.
They can also look at the blog. So I always post a blog with the topic. So if you want more information on the topic, or you're listening to the show and you go, I wish I could remember what she said about that, you can go right to that myfaithradio.com page and you can read the blog as well. And we're also on Instagram. I just want to say,
ooh-hoo,
we've got a wonderful student, Hannah Duke, who posts some things on Instagram, and we try to get up to date and take pictures. Well, right before the break, we heard a little bit from a dad about costumes, and he had some really interesting things to say about those costumes. So I wanted to say a couple of things about costumes. When I was coming into work the other day, I heard on HLN, there was this huge controversy about, I think it was Walmart, that was selling Israeli soldier costumes.
For Halloween.
For Halloween. And a whole bunch of people were offended. And so I believe Walmart pulled them off the shelf.
Did they replace them with some other kind of soldier's uniform?
How many soldier costumes? And who's going to know when you come to the door if you're an Israeli soldier? I mean, seriously, unless it says that right on the costume. Yeah. Which
this
I have
is
not
an
seen.
Israeli soldier
yeah,
costume.
I've not seen a picture of it, but I was like, really, people? We're so offended by everything. And yet, we're not offended by the fact that little girls are given costumes with fishnet stockings
right.
and short skirts and plunging necklines and look like they're dressing them up like little prostitutes sometimes.
Right.
It's really, really offensive to me the way we sexualize little girls in the Halloween costumes. And, of course, the adults do it just as much. But
sure. Part of the problem is the media celebrities that little girls look up to, like Miley Cyrus. You look at how these people dress when you see them on TV or an MTV or whatever you're watching, and you go, mommy, I want it. So fill in the blank.
Right. It is a huge merchandising holiday. So here's the contrast. I saw there's a pirate costume. The boys get an eye patch, they get baggy pants and a top. The same exact costume, the pirate costume for girls, they wear a short skirt. And it's a real short skirt. It's not just a little skirt, you know, a little
and
long skirt.
And we know all female pirates wore short skirts.
They wore short skirts. What's her name, Keira Knightley? She did not wear a short skirt in that Pirates of the Caribbean. If the message is to have fun, do we have to do it with naughty and sexual costumes to have fun? I just think that's a point we need to make. So parents, talk to your kids about their choices in costume. I mean, you do have influence over that. And most of the time, you're buying the costumes, right?
Yeah, so you have the ultimate
influence.
You
have the ultimate
influence. But wait, what do you say to a child who's 6 and she wants to wear something that she knows her best friend's going to wear? Help a mom have that conversation.
I think you just need to direct them, and you need to say, here's a better choice of a costume. Let's go with that idea, but this one is one that is a little bit better in terms of wearing it. Kids don't really understand all that at that age. But let's listen to another opinion, because we've got so many opinions we want to get them in. Here's another opinion.
I think that we should celebrate Halloween. It's a fun time for kids to go out and go around their neighborhood, but I think that they should be with their parents. But if they are with their parents, I definitely think we should celebrate Halloween.
So there's a plus one. There's somebody who says, yes, we should celebrate it. What I struggle with is that, yes, this holiday does have dark roots, and I know that, but I also know that it's also had a cultural shift. It's become more of a cultural holiday for a lot of people without any kind of dark spiritual roots attached to it. So for a lot of people, it's like that woman who just spoke. It's like, well, let's just go out and get candy and have fun and go around the neighborhood. What do you think about that?
Well, I understand that perspective. And in some ways, what you're saying is that Halloween has become so commercialized.
It has.
Not unlike Christmas. That's just because merchandisers and stores have all said, lots of money here. Let's make a lot of money. I get that, too, selling costumes and candy and all of that sort of thing. So that, in some ways, minimizes the darkness. But I have to go back to the comment I made in the first part of the program. Once we know, does that put any kind of onus on us? And to me, I think part of the responsibility is how we talk to our kids. I'm in media, and I always talk to my children about TV shows,
right,
and lyrics of songs and movies and that sort of thing. And I think this falls into that category, don't you?
I do. And I want you to say something about all the horror movies. This has been a topic of much conversation in our house. We don't watch them. My daughter and I would have nightmares if we watched those shows. And actually, our son was very sensitive when he was younger. He picks up on spiritual things. He's a child that has a very sensitive spiritual side to him. We made the decision not to expose them to any of those movies because we just find them creepy.
Right.
I don't want my kids to be desensitized to the idea that darkness isn't real. You know, a lot of times they say, oh, that's not real. But there is a dark spiritual side. There's evil in the world. The devil is real. There are evil spirits that roam the earth. We know that. It's not a fantasy. It's not a Hollywood fantasy. There's some reality to the spirit world. So we have always talked to our kids about that spirit world one way or another.
Sure. One side of that coin is, can a movie, a creepy horror movie, help you talk to your children, I'm going to put it in that context, help you talk to your children about the realities of evil and the realities of the kinds of perversions that come from evil? Now, you have to do it in an age-appropriate way, clearly. That's given. I mean, you can't
right.
tell a 5-year-old what you can tell a 10-year-old, what you can tell a 15-year-old. I wouldn't want people running away from cultural expressions that are age-appropriate that create great conversation opportunities. On the other hand, the decision that we made was that our kids, especially our son, was not ready for the kinds of things that mm-hmm. he saw. I remember the first time we took him to a film where it was loud and scary, and from that point on, as a child, he would always go to the very back row, the highest row, to get as much distance as he possibly could from it all. He still wanted to see it, and we still wanted to talk to him about it. But the films that are grotesquely over the edge with blood splattering and all that sort of thing, I don't even understand the appeal to those.
We're just like the wrong people to support horror movies. But I think one of the things that concerns me as a therapist is it desensitizes kids to the real world of evil.
Sure.
And I don't think they're getting those conversations. So parents, regardless of what you do with Halloween, it is a good idea to talk to them about the reality of evil spirits in the world. In the last segment, we're going to talk about how do you do that in a positive way so that your kids aren't fearful. So stay tuned for that, because that's going to be an important conversation. Well, let's hear another person, because we've got so many opinions here on what people think. Here's another view of what to do with Halloween.
I don't celebrate Halloween because it's a holiday of darkness.
Well, there you go. So that's just flat out. He doesn't do it.
It's easy for him.
He doesn't do it. Yeah. We're not here to judge you. There are people that will turn off their lights. They will go to their church activity instead and do something different. There are people that will go out. Let's hear one more view on this before we go to break.
As a Christian, I do not celebrate Halloween, but my children can celebrate harvest times within the church.
When there's somebody who goes to church and
sure.
does the alternative.
The one thing that I don't like is when people turn off their light and pretend they're not home. Either don't be home or be home and give out candy.
We got to go to break. We've only got one last segment here, but we want to give you some very positive ways to deal with Halloween. If you're one of those people who likes to celebrate, we want to talk about what's important, what to do with the holiday. So we'll be back in a moment. Don't miss what we have to say. Hey, it's Dr. Linda Mental from the Dr. Linda Mental Radio Show, here on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. on Faith Radio. Join the conversation for our shows by commenting on questions and show topics posted on social media. Go to myfaithradio.com, click on my show, and leave your comments in the comment box. Or click on one of the social media icons and leave your comments on Facebook or Twitter. We'd love to hear from you.
This is the Mental Health Minute. Here's Dr. Linda.
There's no doubt about it. We are definitely living in the text, Twitter, and email age. The handwritten note has become quite the relic. But just because we don't write much with pen and paper anymore doesn't mean we should forsake the kind and encouraging message. Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor, and I want to encourage you to share a kind word. Even if it's a text, The power of telling a friend you're thinking of them, complimenting a success, or just saying, hey, hang in there, can make all the difference. If you've ever had your day interrupted by just a quick but genuine message from someone close, you know how a thought can raise your spirits, rejuvenate your mind, or help you stick on a difficult path because someone just cares. While you're listening right now, someone may come to mind, someone you can encourage with a few words. Take a minute and text, tweet, or email that person. Tell them you value them and the part they play in your life. It just might change their whole day. The other day I was cut off the road by a driver. Everything in me wanted to yell, hey, watch out. But I restrained myself, knowing that yelling at the driver would not do so much good, and it wasn't the best way to deal with my anger. Anger easily rises up in most of us. Anger, while a natural emotion, needs to be dealt with in the right way. The Bible tells us, be angry, but do not sin. So what is the biblical way to handle anger? Well, this is a question I answer in my short and easy book to read, Breaking Free from Anger and Unforgiveness. That small book has sold over 130,000 copies because of how practical and helpful it is to everyday living. So if you want to be angry but not sin, practice what Scripture teaches. Breaking Free from Anger and Unforgiveness is available on my website, drlindamental.com, and online where books are sold. You're listening to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Today I have my special co-host, Dr. Norm Mental, with us, and we're talking about what to do with Halloween. We've had so much response to this topic, so obviously people are thinking about it. We're glad you're thinking about it. We need you to make a very prayerful decision about what to do. Be careful not to judge other people, but let's listen to a couple more opinions about what to do with Halloween.
I do think we should celebrate Halloween as long as we're celebrating the fun, more innocent, childish aspects of it, not the dark aspects of it.
I believe that we should celebrate Halloween, but not demonize it the way that some people do. It's just a fun way of going out, getting candy, dressing crazy, and then coming home and eating candy and having fun.
So, Dr. Linda, do you think there are some positive ways to do this? Are there any good things that come from Halloween?
I really do think one strategy is to engage. Now, we're not telling you have to do this, but one of the things I've done is I've blessed the kids when they've come to my door. I'm part of the culture. I don't want to hide out. I don't want to get mad at people who celebrate Halloween. We try to engage with our neighbors. When our kids were young, Norm, we dressed them up, we had fun in costumes, we scoured the neighborhood for candy, and I do give out candy.
Sure, and in fact, on that note, my favorite story about Halloween of all time in our family was, I remember one night we were finishing up the trick-or-treating, because we always went with the children, especially when they were younger.
Yes.
I remember standing under a street lamp on a corner with a bunch of other parents in our neighborhood. And our son, Matt, came up, and I don't know, he might have been 5 or 6 at that point, and he was always very talkative, and he did well with adults. We were talking and ignoring. He was like pulling on my coat, and he goes, excuse me, he's being very polite, excuse me. Finally, I said, what is it, son? And he said, excuse me, everybody. And he got everybody's attention, and he said, you know what's the most important thing about all of this, don't you? And they all were like, what pearls of wisdom are going to come from this child's mouth? He goes, this is a great opportunity for us to talk to all the other kids about Jesus.
I know.
And it was out of the mouth of babes, as the Bible says, that came this wonderful truth that talks about the value of neighborhoods and community and relationships, and in that context, to be able to give them some truth.
And, you know, I actually had amazing conversations with the moms over what he said. To my surprise, nobody got upset.
Right.
I was really surprised
by
that.
After it came out of his mouth,
I was like,
uh-oh.
You and I were just kind of standing there for a moment going, what are they going to say?
Right.
But they kind of all waited a moment, and they said, that's good, Matt. And we started to have conversations, and not all the people in that group were Christians.
Right.
And we were able to share at that time our belief and our faith, acknowledging that evil is around, but that we don't have to fear it. And we're going to end with that because that's such a powerful concept when we're talking about this. But we don't have to fear that kind of evil.
No,
and we needed our kids to know that. We know that evil is real. I do want to say it. We know that all around the world, there are those who will meet on Halloween night. They'll celebrate the dark spirits. But you know what, Norm? This happens every day.
That's right.
Not just Halloween. So Halloween is a reminder that evil exists. And that's what I like to say to our kids. It's a reminder that evil exists, but we don't have anything to fear. And that evil exists outside of the day of Halloween.
Sure. It happens around us every day, 24/7, 365 days a year.
Right.
But the Bible promises that we have some greater power than those powers.
That's right. And so we don't have to fear. We have authority over the darkness because of Christ. And you and I wanted to teach our children that Jesus overcame all evil, we told them, with his death and resurrection, so we don't have to fear. He overcame the darkness. It talks about that in 1 John 4:4. It is important for children to know that Jesus triumphed over death and he triumphed over evil. And every day his overcoming power works in us when we are one of his. So let your kids know that when Christ is in them and Christ is in us, when we become one of his, he is more powerful than any evil spirit, and we really don't have to fear.
Absolutely. The Bible says, greater is he who is in you, that's him, God, through the Holy Spirit, than he who is in the world. What a great promise. What a great ability to walk without fear in a very dark world.
So I hope you hear that it's really important for you to make an informed decision. We've talked to you about the origins. We've talked to you about the way you can culturally engage with your neighbors, that you don't have to fear as you go out there. Some people see this as just a time to do costumes. Some people are going to be really clear. We want to go to church. We don't want to do anything else. Whatever you decide, pray about it. Ask God to give you wisdom and help you to know what to do. And if somebody's doing something different, try to understand their heart and their motives and use that as an opportunity to show the love of Christ in their life. Well, it's all the time we have for today. Many thanks to our producer, Pam Miller, our man on the street, Derek Battle, our engineer, Caleb Carpenter, and thanks, of course, to you, Norm, my special co-host today. And from all of us here at Faith Radio, we'll talk to you next weekend. In the meantime, remember, we are doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone.
Dr. Linda Mental Show is a production of WQLU-FM 90.9 in Lynchburg, Virginia.